morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. My name is Anthony Moore. I serve as the senior pastor of Carolina Church, located in Fort Washington, Maryland. You happen to be on the prayer call of Carolina Church. I'm grateful for your presence on today as we, in fact, embark upon growing closer to the Lord, becoming more like Him, while at the same time learning the anthropological idea that God has for us with each other, and that is that we connect to each other because we need each other, and therefore we intercede on behalf of each other. And so thank you for your commitment to being a part of this process and allowing me to share with you what I believe God has given to me, while at the same time challenging us to engage and to pray for one another. I started teaching you all on this whole idea around the thought that the weaknesses in our lives serve a purpose, that God intends for us to be totally dependent upon Him, which in turn gives Him the opportunity to manifest His strength through our weaknesses. I want to continue that thought as I chase this and help you to see it. And I want to look at God's will. What is His will for us? What is God's will as it relates to this whole idea regarding our weaknesses and how they serve a purpose for God to make us totally dependent upon Him? So it is God's will that He provides for us. I'll say that again for you. I want you to put this in your notes. It is God's will that He provides for us. I'll say it again because the enemy is whispering in your ear, even as I say this to you, that that's not true. And so I'll say it again. It's God's will that He provides for us. And I say that because many persons, even many believers do not believe that that's what God wants for us. Many persons I just got a text, you all. Give me one second. I got a text that says persons are waiting to be joined into the call. I'm not sure what that means. So I'm going to, if anyone else is having a problem with the call, just text me. And I will get the message and do my best to try this again. Let me see something. All right. So I haven't gotten any other texts. I'm going to imagine that this is not something that is going on. But let me just go over this again. It's God's will that He provides for us. I believe it's God's will that He provides for us. I say that because many persons, including believers, think that God is hesitant and even not wanting to or difficult when it comes to the matter of provision. But I'm here to tell you all today that is not true. If there is one truth that we find in the Bible that characterizes God, it is that He wants to provide. He wants to give. He wants to bless. I'll say it again, y'all. It's God's will that He provides for us. Even though many believers think that God is hesitant or that it's difficult, when it comes to the matter of provisions, that's not whom God is. If there is one truth that we find in the Bible which characterizes God, it is this, you all. He wants to provide, He wants to give, and He wants to bless. As I said it, y'all, it's God's will. I said it before, it's God's will that He provides for us. Now, again, there is the flip side to this truth. And that is, it is likewise God's will that we depend upon Him for His provisions in everything. So on one side, I've got God wants to provide for us. He wants to give. He wants to bless. But the flip side of that truth is God. It's also God's will that we be dependent upon Him for His provisions in everything. And that, my brothers and sisters, is faith. So how often in Scripture does God continually exhort us to trust Him? How often does He say it is foolish to not trust Him? So as I said before, it's God's will that we be dependent upon Him for everything, as it is God's will that He provide. So what we see is that God wants us to depend upon Him for everything, and God wants to provide everything for us. The two go hand in hand. Now, this is the true relationship between man and God, because it is a relationship that manifests the truth. Now, having said all of that, we come to a problem. It's kind of like an impasse of some sort. So let me just kind of give, here's the problem. We cannot make this happen. I want you to get this. We cannot make this happen. You and I cannot make ourselves dependent upon God, and you and I certainly cannot drag down from heaven God's provisions. Now, I know we develop these gimmicks and these exercises, and we think that we can make God do and give unto us what we need. But the relationship that God desires of full dependency is one that cannot be created by man. God has to do this work through the Holy Spirit. We can't do it. It's a work that's done through God, the Holy Spirit. Now, this is quite ironic and amazing. Not only must we become fully dependent upon God, but we are actually utterly dependent upon Him to make us dependent upon Him. I need you to get this. It's ironic and amazing, because He requires of us to be fully dependent upon Him, but we are actually utterly dependent upon Him to make us dependent upon Him. We are dependent upon God to make us dependent. And the sooner we realize this, the better off we're going to be. Now, there are many believers who don't understand the truth of this matter. In fact, most legalism is based upon the ignorance of this truth. You and I, we know people. We know people who try to make themselves dependent upon God by giving away everything they own. And let me just help y'all. That won't work. Not unless God specifically brings you to that point and you know that this is what He's requiring of you. But even then, it isn't the discarding of possessions that's making you dependent. Rather, it's for you. This is necessary to walk with God. Now, so I've known believers who have little or nothing, but they aren't dependent on God. They aren't dependent upon God. They're not dependent upon God. They're actually bitter and resentful toward God, but they're not dependent upon God. So someone once said that it's not wrong to own possessions, but it's dangerous if those possessions own you. And that's true. But whether we have much or little, the Holy Spirit will absolutely seek to make us dependent upon God for what we do have and for what we continue to have. God will not ultimately tolerate it if we are possessed by anything in this life except Himself. How God does this may vary from individual to individual, but that is His goal. So all of this is really pretty simple, you all. God wants us dependent upon Him. But as we said before, this is to be possible. In order for it to be possible, we must be made dependent upon Him. And even this work of the Spirit to make us dependent upon Him is something for which we must depend upon God for. We must literally say to Him, "Lord, do whatever it takes to bring me into this relationship with you. Do whatever it takes to make me dependent." Now, I want you to notice, I did not say that in order to be made dependent or needy, that what we need to do is follow principles or laws. I didn't say that, no. Because this is about truth. It's about a spiritual relationship with God. We must be made spiritually bankrupt in ourselves before we will be able to fully rely upon God and fully receive what God has for us in His arsenal. If you want a principle, if you want a principle, this is a basic principle of grace. This is the basic principle of grace. You will never embrace the grace of God until you see that it is your only hope. You and I will not be utterly dependent upon God until we are brought to the place where we are out of other options. And this is simply the nature of things. It is our nature to make it difficult. Then we will see that God, what He has for us, the only option to begin with is God. And we have to rejoice in that fact. It's a miracle of God and a work of the Holy Spirit to bring a person to where they are not only utterly dependent upon God, but to where they rejoice in the fact also. But then again, we are not talking about religious principles to follow. We're talking about knowing God, entering into a relationship and a fellowship with Him based on truth. So God will make us dependent upon Him by creating a need that we cannot meet with our own resources. And that principle, y'all, is like the principle of grace. It's called total depravity. There is nothing you and I could do that could get us to a place where we, in fact, could get back to God as a result of the mistakes that we make. We are totally dependent upon God when it comes to grace. Hey, listen, I'll pick up here next week when I talk about the needs. I talked about God's will today, God's will. But then I want to show you how what God does is He creates a need in us. He creates a need in us, and that need is what literally gets us to the place where we, in fact, are able to literally be dependent upon God to do what needs to be done. Hey, listen, I need you all to continue to pray for Shayna Baltimore for healing and her sight to come back, for Michael Holmes, who had surgery on the 14th of this month, for Sister Tracy Berry, we're praying, for Sister Jackie Thomas, Deacon Sharon Durham, Gary Davis, Mary Davis, Evelyn Mack, Martina Baxter, Velda Jones, Deacon Ruby, we're praying for Robert Briggs. We're praying for Margaret Jackson, Sandra Edwards, we're praying. We're praying today for Thurm James, Pastor Thurm James. We're praying today for Pastor Stephen Tucker. We're lifting him in prayer. Pastor of the New Commandment Church. We're praying for churches. We're praying for pastors. We're praying for you, my brothers and sisters, who are on this call, and for those persons who are connected to you. We intercede on your behalf and lay before God your needs on today. We're praying, God, for all of our politicians, our political officials, and for the election that just happened. We're believing, God, to get glory from the lives and the hearts of those he has allowed to be elected to serve and to implement and advance his kingdom here on earth. We're believing God that he's in the process. I want you all to pray on this coming Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. It's the Sunday where the church was birthed, where the church was birthed, where the Holy Spirit himself revealed himself and made himself available to those who gathered in believers. I want to challenge you on this Sunday to make your way to whatever church, wherever church you are, and worship God. Father, we're grateful today for you touching us with a finger of love, awaking us to see a new day. We don't take it for granted, God, that you allowed us to sleep last night, but then awaken us to see a new day. God, we are so dependent upon you. Many believe that it was the alarm clock that woke us up, but the truth is, God, it was you. And we're grateful. Not only did you wake us up, but there are those of us, God, that you have awakened and you have given us a job to go to. Resources you provided that we've been dependent upon you to provide. Not only did you wake us up and have given some of us jobs, but there are those of us who are on this call that you have awakened, and our family circle has not been broken. So God, we thank you that our children are still here, that our loved ones are still here, that our spouses are still here. Thank you that we still have family, that you've not left us alone. You've not caused us to outlive our mourners. God, we thank you for the healing virtue and power that you have. Even now, for William Henderson, we are praying that, God, you will heal his body. Not only for William Henderson, but for all of the names that we called on this prayer list. God, heal in the name of Jesus. You said by your stripes we are healed. You said that you would that we be in perfect health. God, we understand that it is your desire to provide, to give, and to bless. And so, God, a few of your believing children have come together, touching and agreeing that, Lord, we are dependent upon you. We need you. That what we need, God, is beyond ourselves. That there's nothing that we can do, but God, we know if you do it, it's going to get done. So, Father, I pray not only for healing, but I pray for salvation today. I pray for the hearts of those who have not yet surrendered to you. I pray for those family members who are connected to each one of us, that, Lord, you will make available the opportunity for us to win our family members and to give unto them the salvation you've given unto us. Lord, save. Lord, deliver. Lord, set free. We rebuke Satan and his activity, and we break the chains in the name of Jesus. We pray for our sons. We pray for our daughters. We're praying for our nieces and our nephews. We're praying for our cousins. We're praying for our spouses and for our moms and our dads. We're praying, God. We're praying for our neighbors, those who live next door to us, those that are connected to us. We're praying for the people laying in the hospital rooms next to us. God, we're praying. Disperse your power, your healing virtue, your angels, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, listen, you all. I've given you something to think about today, giving you some principles. I do need you to get on your mark, get set. Come on, y'all, let's grow together. I want y'all to have a great day on purpose. Know that I love you much. All right. See you next time. God bless.